أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There are things that can define humanity and human beings, such as emotions. And emotions are good per se. No one can deny the fact that our emotions are part of our being, and we have to nurture our emotions. The problem with emotions is that when the emotions are very, very dense and very, very strong, that sometimes they are to the point that there are excess in the way we are dealing with emotion. We cannot control our emotion. But we have to start with celebrating emotions. And when it comes, for example, to look at the world, the beauty of the world, everything around us, this way of being, to see the beauty around us, and to have this emotion nurtured with the aesthetic when it comes to our relationship to ourselves, our relationship to the world, and our relationship with the environment, that is an emotion, or emotions that we have to celebrate as positive. The same when it comes to tenderness, when it comes to brotherhood, all this feeling of love, of friendship, are emotions that we have to celebrate and that we have to nurture. This is also part of our spiritual path. But sometimes what we have when it comes to negative emotions and emotions that can sometimes take over our brain, on our mind, on our reason, and this is where we should be clear that we need to control our emotions and to resist the excess of emotion. When it comes, for example, with the Prophet ﷺ saying, "La tardab, la tardab," so control your anger, don't be angry. Meaning what? You have to master your anger. You have to master your emotion. If not, you are going to lose your mind. Exactly the same way, "Imsik alayka lisanak," you have to master your tongue, because under excessive emotion, you can speak, or anger, for example, you can say things that are first useless and nonsense. So you have to master yourself. This is the way it has to be. So there are emotions that are natural. For example, to be scared. It happened to Musa alayhi salam. He was in front of the magicians and he was scared. Aqbil wa la takhaf. God, Allah is telling him, come and don't be scared. You are protected, and you have to think, you have to use your reason, you have to use your brain in order to master your emotions and to remain able to distinguish between what is happening and what the emotions and the way emotions are transforming the real. These are essential way or spiritual ways of dealing with your own self. To look at who you are, what constitutes your being, and to be quite clear on the fact that as a Muslim, as a believer, as somebody who is coming close to God, controlling the emotions, resisting emotions or excess of emotions or negative emotions, it's part of the spiritual journey. And especially during Ramadan, master your tongue. Master your angerness. Be careful with your emotions. Even though you are spreading the positive, you have to resist the negative. And remember, never forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.